The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes joins us. Rex Tillerson's out. Donald Trump's still there. Probably a good move for him. He wasn't happy with Rex. That means he can get on with his tariffs and his policy towards China and North Korea a bit easier, Harley.
Well, and the word is that there's an immediate plan to go after some of the Chinese imports that are so upside down as far as, you know, what the tariffs have been. It would be about $60 billion. It would target technology and telecommunication sectors primarily, and ultimately might even move into the intellectual property investigation that's going on for some time. This would be the first administration that's willing to take China on head-on for what many people see as an international scandal of theft of intellectual property. And, for example, if you want to set up shop and take your business like Apple did into China, the Chinese require that you give them your technology. Forget about them stealing it. They want you to give it to them.
Wow.
And they've been getting it. And so this is what Trump says is just not fair. We're not going to put up with it any longer. So he'll start with $60 billion worth of tariffs, but that's only in a handful of products and so forth. The expectation is it'll go to more than 100 products. And we expect Beijing to, you know, return the favor. So we'll see what happens. On the other hand, they do put a lot of tariffs on our products already. We don't. And so the reality is we'll be adding tariffs if there aren't any.
Politically, that move against China would be extremely popular in the U.S., wouldn't it?
It would be fairly popular. There are a lot of people who would immediately feel fear if China increases the price of all the stuff that we buy from them, from clothing to, you know, electronics, and what will we do? Oh, no, because we're accustomed to buying cheap. So the question really is whether or not people are going to vote this thing with their pocketbooks or their future.
Got an al-Qaeda terrorist whacked in jail in Texas?
45 years. He's going to prison. He's a Texas native convicted of supporting al-Qaeda, conspiring to murder Americans. His name is Muhammad Mahmoud al-Farek. He's of Houston, Texas. The sentence was handed down, and as the assistant attorney general said, he is being held accountable for his crimes. He traveled overseas. He joined al-Qaeda, conspired to kill Americans, and now he's going away for it.
Space Command's going to be a fighting force?
Well, maybe so. I mean, the president has alluded to this a couple of times. I thought it was interesting that there are steps being taken quietly in the background. You know, he just mentioned yesterday, once again, that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the air and the sea. He says we may even need a space force. In the meantime, Defense Daily, the Air Force, we're told, is looking to shift to a war-fighting operational mindset in the space domain.
Amazing. And interesting developments there. Good on you, Harley. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.